This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. Now joining us again, once again, from investusa.org is Michael Letts. Good afternoon, sir.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Bill. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, sir. Well, the other day, in the most unlikely scenario, we had a unanimous Supreme unanimous Supreme Court decisions I've ever seen since I've been doing this. This was one of them. What do we learn from that one that happened just the other day?
Well, to answer your question, first of all, Bill, yes, there are unanimous decisions from the Supreme Court. But why don't you hear about them? Because they're usually very technical matters. They're black and white, very technical matters. They're usually not matters that can transcend into national headlines or politics. Those that do transcend into national headlines or have a tint of political flavor to them, very, very rarely ever unanimous. This is an exception, and it's interesting that it's an exception, even though there is a tint of politics. What do we mean by that? Well, the liberal left are looking for any way they can find to keep Trump off the ballot. And it's important to keep him on the ballot because they don't want him to become a president once again. So the liberal element is pushing very hard to find a way to keep him off. They were hoping that this could be their answer, their dilemma. However, even the liberal justices understand this, that first of all, to have an insurrection, you have to be indicted and convicted of insurrection. Trump has never been indicted for it, much less convicted.
Right.
So the whole premise of the lawsuit was false to begin with. We're going to keep him off the ballot because we think he's an insurrectionist. Well, quite frankly, you know, just because you think he's an insurrectionist doesn't make it so. In this country, we still have the process. You are innocent till proven guilty. And he was never afforded that opportunity. Like I said, he was never even indicted for insurrection. So consequently, their rationale was totally off key. The second aspect, Bill, is this. Here's the 14th Amendment is for federal, not state. It's to keep the feds from stacking Congress members that have been convicted of insurrection. It is not for the states to decide who can be involved in a federal election. So the whole basis of jurisdiction was off. So this was a no-win on both counts, and they knew it from the very beginning. What is striking is that any legal scholar, and you would hope that Colorado Supreme Court justices would be more than just originally graduates of law school. You'd hope they'd have some experience. We'd know the premise of this. So it shows that it was strictly a political move to accomplish an end means of keeping Trump off the ballot because everything else they have been trying has been failing miserably. And of course, the justices realized, even the liberal justices, that if they went along with this, you would have totally rewritten our jurisprudence. Because now you would be guilty and suffering consequences of that guilt merely for an accusation by anyone. And, of course, when you open that can of worms, Bill, it's amazing where it heads. Because then you could have red states say, well, you know, as far as we're concerned, Biden's guilty of treason for having an open border and not providing for the common defense. So we're not going to let him be on the ballot. It just would have been Pandora's box. There would have been no end to it. And so even the liberal justices had to agree. It had to, it was a 9-0 unanimous decision that they were totally off kilter. The question now becomes, Bill, what are we going to do about those who made such an erroneous error in their judgment? Because see, here's the problem. If you let people just take an action with no consequence to their action, they're just going to do it again. And so I think every one of the justices, every one of the Secretary of States, because it hasn't just been in Colorado, Maine, and other places, who have exercised poor judgment and have shown that they are political more than they are constitutional, should be forced to be removed from office, and they should be held accountable for their actions.
That, you know, one thing I get asked on the morning radio show is when they do these things that are obviously unconstitutional, why is it that there's never any consequence for doing something that, as you said, is purely political?
Well, you know, it's interesting because for years, the left has always tried to, even if there wasn't any basis, has tried to create consequences for actions. Had this been reversed, and had this been a Republican state Supreme Court, barring Joe Biden from being on the ballot, the Supreme Court would have ruled the same, in my opinion. But you would have had Democrats all across the country rising up, saying that they demand that those jurists and those judges be impeached, be removed from the bench, suspended, that action be taken. Yeah, it's been interesting that the Republicans, when that happens to them, just take it lying down. Well, we're glad we got a good ruling from the Supreme Court. Okay, next. If you don't fight fire with fire, Bill, you're going to continue to have a forest fire. And that's what we're having now.
Right.
Republicans need to learn a lesson from this. It is time that we not allow those who take action that is obviously political, it has no basis in law, whether it's weaponized federal law enforcement agencies. Well, let's just use an example. You know, Joe Biden has over 60,000 classified documents that he had no reason to have access to. He was vice president, he was senator, but he was never president at the time. So he violated, it was a felony to even remove those documents from a skiff to be given, much less store them in his home. Yet you see that the prosecutor, her, says, yeah, he did the wrong thing, but he's too senile to give any kind of conviction. People feel sorry for him. Let's just let him off the hook and be done with it. That's not the way justice is supposed to be made out. You don't beat out justice based on what your perception is of the person committing the crime.
Right.
And you can have the nicest guy in the world rob a bank, but he still robbed the bank. And he still has to pay the consequence for it. We have gotten away from that, and Republicans especially have gotten away from the standpoint of demanding that there be accountability. Because we like to always be the nice guy. We like to say, oh, well, bygones are bygones. Let's all unite together and move forward. But you can't unite together unless you deal with the corruption in your midst. Otherwise, kind of like a bad apple in a barrel of apples.
Right.
If you don't remove it, it makes the rest of the apples go bad.
Hang on right there.
And that's where we're at.
Right there. Hang on right there, if you will. Talking to Michael Letts. We'll continue this when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Michael Letts. We were talking about the Supreme Court and the reversal of the very obviously politicized choice to run the election and make decisions for the rest of the country. How many between those three states? How many of those was there? Was there two of them that it was just one single individual that was making that decision?
Well, that's correct. Two of them, but there are actually 20 states that were considering removing it from the ballot, whether it was from their legislature or whether Secretary of State or their judicial courts, or if all that got squashed with this 9-0 ruling by the Supreme Court. But as we were talking about in a minute ago, there has to be a consequence, and that's something that we're going to see in other things we're going to be talking about today. There have been movements that have damaged our country deeply over the last 24, 36 months. But yet, we seem to ignore the people that are causing those actions and just say, you shouldn't do that again. And the problem is that it harms everyone in this country. And unless there is accountability, it won't happen again, time and time again. We see that in our educational system. You know, it's amazing to me, this is a little side note, you know, but we're talking about the 9-0 decision, holding people accountable for abusing their position in office. We see it in our educational system. The only thing I see on YouTube and other channels, you know, are all the fights we're having in schools. They seem to like to record those fights and post them. I don't ever see any consequence of those actions. We have allowed our educational system to be taken over by thugs. And it's because of the fact, same principle, nobody is held accountable. Whether it's a Supreme Court justice ruling to remove a candidate unconstitutionally, knowing good and well that was a political stunt. I mean, you'd be, even lawyers, non-lawyers understand that you can't say you think somebody's guilty and automatically charge them and give them the consequences of a crime they've never been indicted for.
Right.
Same thing with our educational system. We're allowing kids to just rule the classroom with no consequence. And then we wonder why that bleeds over into other things, such as the defund the police movement. When you do such stupid ideas, and then you wonder why you lose all your law enforcement, and you lose your respect for law, and you become a lawless community. Trust me, we're getting that way very quickly, and people are realizing they don't want to be like that. They don't want to live in that kind of an area. But then they wonder how come we're like that when there's no accountability for the stupid actions that some of our elected officials have been taking. And they've been taking a lot of stupid actions lately, Bill. And it's time we have to hold them accountable, not just at the ballot box. We need to be holding them accountable in our judicial system as well for their unwise and negligent practices.
I can see that. I can see that.
We're going to talk in the next segment here about Austin. But let me talk about a broader sense, and this applies to Austin, what's going on in Austin. When you, as a taxpayer, Bill, pay taxes because one of the charges of government is to promote public safety and to defend the public, and your tax dollars go to a judicial system that is impeded from doing such because of elected officials. You have a DA that won't prosecute, or you have a school board that won't deal with the unruly students. It's time that we, the American people, hold them accountable, not just at the election, a ballot box, but that we begin to file legal action against them. You are derelict in your duty. I'm paying you to do that duty. You have now, your negligence has caused harm to the general public, people that have been victims of crime, and we're going to sue you for not doing your job and sue you for the damages of the harm that was done to innocent people because you refused to do your job.
Right.
You start holding them personally accountable. You know, it's amazing the difference you're going to see bill overnight. You say, well, I thought we had prosecutorial immunity. Police do. Some places they don't. That's one of the things that Trump wants to make national. And why is that? Because it's interesting. They use this technique all the time on cops. You know, I mean, you're doing your job. You're making a traffic stop. You find out as you radio it in to be cautious on this traffic stop because the person that you pulled has a rap sheet, okay? So you're cautious to begin with. You're asking for restraint. You're asking for the person to get out of the vehicle for your safety as well as theirs. You just want to make sure there's not some firearm stuck up underneath the seat that's going to get used and blow you away. They don't cooperate. They resist. They fight. You get into a skirmish. There's handcuffing. Then what happens? A month later, suddenly the cops are sued for excessive force. They seem to want to do that all the time to people that are trying to uphold law and order. But yet, we don't want to seem to do that to those who abuse the system. And it's time we start using fight fire with fire and start using these tactics to shake people up to make sure that they understand that there are consequences to their actions. That's a controversial statement to make, Bill, I know. But you want to talk about getting people's attention. You start suing government officials because they're failing to do their constitutional duty that we are paying them. They're not volunteering for. We are paying them their salary from our tax dollars. And we start suing them for failure to perform. Watch and see how many of them suddenly either sit up straight or decide they're going to get out of the room because they don't want to be involved anymore.
Right.
Either way, we benefit.
Well, hang on for me, if you will, because we're coming up on the next break. Michael Litz runs investusa.org. This is a 501c that gives protective vests to law enforcement. And see, a protective vest that a LEO wears, this has got to be something he keeps on all day long. He's got to be able to drive in it. He's got to be able to fight in it. He's got to be able to move around in it. It's going to be on him all day. That's a very odd thing. And he knows where they are. He knows how to get them. He has people making them for him. And then he gives them away to law enforcement, gives them away to the canines. And that's worthy of you looking him up, investusa.org. We'll be right back. Going to talk about Austin, I think, in the next little bit, because Austin is now in the middle of a huge unforced error. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. Sweden, now formally a member of NATO. The Swedish Prime Minister traveled to Washington, D.C. Thursday to deliver the necessary paperwork for admission in a ceremony alongside Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
Fundamentally, the reason this is such a strong, powerful fit is because Sweden embodies and promotes the core values that are at the heart of NATO.
The inclusion of Sweden and Finland marks the most significant expansion of the alliance in decades. Daniel Rodimer, a former congressional candidate and pro wrestler, has surrendered in connection with a murder on the Las Vegas Strip. Rodimer turned himself in at the Clark County Detention Center Wednesday night following the issuance of an arrest warrant earlier in the day. Amid heavy snow and freezing temperatures, the renowned Big Bear bald eagles are working diligently to keep their overdue eaglets warm. The globe captivated by the nest of Jackie and Shadow, perched high atop a tree overlooking Big Bear Lake. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Michael Letts from InvestUSA.org. And you were talking about not doing the job and everything. Well, there for a minute, everybody, all the leftists, all the virtue signalers thought it was a smoking hot idea to just get rid of police. I don't know what the end goal of that was going to be. I don't know how that was going to work out. But Austin has done it enough. Are they in a doom loop now?
They're in a doom loop. It's not just Austin. There's New York, San Francisco, L.A., Chicago, Detroit, Portland, Seattle, Atlanta, and others. Here's what they've done. This was all well orchestrated. They are leftists or determined to control us. They can't control an armed populace. It's very difficult to control somebody that's got a weapon on them.
Yep.
So what they attempted to do initially was, well, we'll just get Congress to pass a bunch of laws to disarm the Americans. Couldn't find enough congressmen to do so because they knew what their constituents thought about them. The Second Amendment guarantees it. So they decided to go a different tactic. They figured that fear works. And so they created a scenario with George Floyd and others to make it appear that cops, not federal, but state and local cops,
right,
were racist, buffoons, didn't know what they were doing, abuse of power, and were trying to crush the citizens that they were supposed to protect. And so they created this image with the help of mainstream media, and then they went to the next logical conclusion. Well, if cops are so bad, then why are we paying them? Why are we funding them? So they convinced a liberal, left-leaning cities, blue cities, that are controlled by the Democrats. And hey, you can go back to your constituency base and say, look, cops have been abusing y'all for years. We're going to eliminate cops. We're going to have counselors. If you decide to commit a crime, we're going to send a counselor over there to you and say, you don't really want to do this. This is going to ruin your life. Let's put the little money back in the bank and let's think of something else to do. So they got together on that idea. Slash major budgets, $150 million. Awesome. You know, millions, hundreds of millions of dollars in New York City, L.A., et cetera. And then they didn't think I figured what the results were going to be. Well, when suddenly you have half of a police force, violent crime begins to spike. Now, the deep state knew exactly what was going on. They knew that when violent crime increased, people would be fearful. And they would come back and say, well, look, we all know that city and local police are a bunch of buffoons, so we're going to bring in the feds. We'll have a federal force, and we're going to take care of violent crime. Now, they were stupid enough to tell the American people how they planned on doing it. Violent crime is caused by guns. You remove guns, remove violent crime.
Ah.
Of course, that's a myth, but that was there. That was exactly what the feds said. So they were hoping that people would buy in and allow them to hire 87,000 IRS agents, armed IRS agents, among others, to continue to build a federal force. Well, Congress, unfortunately, we had enough common sense of some Republicans in Congress to begin to chip away with that and block that and keep that from happening. So now you've got the situation to where you have violent crime and nobody to deal with it. So you begin to have cities like Austin who are beginning to say, oops, you made a mistake. I'll tell you what, we're going to go ahead and restore some funding. But here's the problem. You have sent a clear message to law enforcement that you don't care about them. You don't care about their families. You don't care about the fact that they're willing to risk their lives every day for people they don't know, who don't appreciate them, to provide safety and security. And so because of that fact, what they have done then is these law enforcement officers say, okay, so now you're offering to give me my job back and maybe give me an extra dollar or two. No, thanks. I'm not interested in working for somebody who treats us so poorly, who takes so little of us. I'd rather go drive a garbage truck. Use your other family. And now the other thing that they didn't realize is by creating the public image that cops are so disrespectful and unworthy of any kind of honor, you're not going to have any young people who want to put on a badge. So all the people that you lost by treating them that way, all the cops that you lost by giving a COVID-19 mandate for vaccination instead of allowing them to decide what's best for their health, and all the people that should be coming up through the ranks, young people wanting to gravitate to community service and law enforcement, are not there. So now here's what Austin's experiencing. They have sometimes districts with no law enforcement, period. Not a single cop. And I'm talking about a district. I'm not talking about a block. I'm talking about miles, square miles, no cops. If you do have a cop in your district, it may take 2, 3 to 4 hours for a response. And now they're screening calls. Only emergency calls, shots fired, things along those lines, you're in the process of being raped, you're in the process of being armed robbery. Will they even try to send dispatch an officer? And of course, by the time they get there, the scenario is way past being completed, and they're just there to do the cleanup. That's where we're at now. So what is the end result of this? This is where it becomes so scary, Bill. Citizens no longer feel safe in Austin. Houses are going up left and right to get out of Austin. Property values are plummeting because there's so many houses for sale. Nobody wants to move there. Nobody wants to be in a place that's unsafe. They're moving out anyway because they're here for the sake of the safety of their family. There's no people there, then there's no business. There's nobody to sell to. So the businesses are closing left and right on Main Street and other locations throughout Austin. Now if there's no businesses and no property or residents living there, there's no tax base. So it continues to spiral downward. In fact, Austin has gotten to the point now where the paychecks that it is giving to law enforcement officers who are still on the job are bouncing, okay? They're actually bouncing. So you're having more and more officers. Two things happen. You're not really paying me because I don't know if the check's any good or not. Plus, since there's only about 50% of us left, you're asking me to work double time, triple time, to try to make up for the people who are no longer there, and you're burning me out. So they're destroying what's left of their team. They're in such a downward spiral that at this stage, unless they change things dramatically, there's no hope for recovery for Austin. Austin, New York City, L.A. and others, major places like this, are literally, what are they going to now? Well, L.A. and New York City have now passed ordinances to allow illegal immigrants to become law enforcement officers. How absurd can you get? That's like me hiring a bank robber to be a cop to guard the bank. I mean, that's where we're at. This is how desperate it is. It is a point, Bill, of national security. We have never been in such a situation before. Now, let me make things, at least we're being honest. I know this is probably not going to be the most enjoyable interview people are wanting to hear, but at least they're going to get the truth.
Right.
Now we have illegal immigrants pouring across the border, terrorists. We have soldiers, Chinese aid soldiers, Venezuelan, Chechen, Iranian. We know that these terrorists, and in fact, as of day before yesterday, we just discovered that this administration, the Biden administration, has flown in 327,000 illegal immigrants that they picked up all across the world, from Chechnya, Iran, China, Venezuela, Mexico, and they have brought them in. So that, why did they do that? So that there wouldn't be the visual appearance of all these extra people crying across the border.
Oh.
Because they realized how upset the American people were about seeing that. So they wanted to bring them, fly them in at night so you wouldn't see these extra people coming in. Here's the problem.
Well, before you get to the problem, hang on, before we get to the problem, we got one more break to go through. Hold up the problem there. InvestUSA.org. That's where Michael's stuff is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Michael Letts. We were just talking about everybody, the various ways they're getting into our country. 327,000 flown in. How over what period of time was that?
That was just last year alone.
Yeah.
Here's what I want you to visualize in your mind, Bill. Imagine buying a ticket from all over the world for 327,000 people. Because you remember, the airlines are not donating their seats. They're not free. So you know the expense that you and I just paid to bring in 327,000 people who were unvetted, by the way. We have no idea whether they're terrorists, whether they're criminals. Is all they did is they went online, they applied to this app for asylum, and were chosen, basically, they weren't chosen. So if you applied, you got it. And they were picked up wherever they were at and brought in. I have never seen such treasonous behavior in history. Such a move to destroy the country that this president is supposed to be defending. I mean, it is utterly absurd. Quick note, I just want to make this, I just got notification. The New York governor has just announced that they will be deploying the National Guard in New York City in the subways because crime is out of control. They cannot contain the crime with NYPD. I predicted, I told you before, that with their cuts, they cannot sustain safety and security in New York City. They've just announced they're deploying the National Guard. God help them, because of that ain't going to work either. I mean, the 750 troops are just being deployed now, and it's going to get a whole lot worse.
Well, I mean, you can't really deploy troops to be peacekeepers unless they have some sort of self-defense mechanism, because the illegal migrants aren't afraid of the police.
No, they're not. Here is what the Governor Haslam is doing. She's asking the National Guard troops to establish checkpoints in every corridor of the subway system in New York and check every bag and every person that goes through for firearms. See, now here's the problem that you have with that. I realize we're off course for a second here, but I promise you that the criminal element, the gangs, because you remember now we have had four international gangs that have now joined forces across the country, especially New York, to begin to terrorize the citizens. the gang members know how to get past checkpoints with firearms. They're pros at it. They know how to drop off packages, how to hide things, how to get firearms in locations that they pick up after they get to the checkpoints. So the only people that are going to be getting checked are people who have concealed weapon permit carry. They're trying to help provide some kind of semblance of defense. They'll remove that, so it will be open warfare in the subways. My advice, on a side note, if you're in New York, stay away from the subways. You're taking your life in your own hands.
Yeah. Yeah, let's see. How long has it been since Giuliani was mayor? Was that in the 90s?
That was, yes, in the 90s.
And they had that city sewed up, didn't they? And even Bloomberg went with some of Giuliani's policies as far as the broken windows crime approach.
Correct.
And then de Blasio, in what did he serve? 2 terms? Was that 8 years?
He served 2 terms, 8 years. Yeah. And he totally undid and totally destroyed it. And now you would think with Eric Adams, who is a retired police captain, we have some semblance of bringing law and order back, but he's made it even worse.
Yeah. One thing I always wanted to do was I always wanted to just take a camera and walk around New York and just take pictures of the architecture. And I know now that I'm never going to do it because very shortly it's going to look like the set piece from Escape from New York, isn't it?
That's correct. It is. It's going to look like a third world country, and it is doing that very rapidly. It is extremely sad, as we were talking about, you know, with... you have all these terrorists that have not been vetted that are being brought in. We know for a fact the Chinese have 12 to 13 biochemical labs across the country in the United States loaded with COVID, with typhoid, with malaria, and God only knows what else. And any one of those releases can cause the death of hundreds of thousands, not millions, in a particular zone. We know that over 22,000 that they know of, more like 40,000 Chinese military age soldiers, Venezuelan, Chechen, and others have come into this country illegally and are in terrorist cells. We know those terrorist cells are located next to what we call major infrastructure systems, power plants, water treatment facilities. So you realize how quickly they can shut down this country in a matter of hours by what we have allowed to happen.
Yeah.
This is uncalled for. It is treason of a high and aggravated nature. There is hope if we can get the right leadership. We have the best special forces in the world. It's time that we don't worry about Ukraine, Israel, or any other place. No disrespect to anybody. It's time that we worry about the American citizen and the American people. And we deploy our resources and we literally eliminate all threats on American soil.
Well, I mean, it's definitely going to take something extreme because this is, I read that there's 113,000 military-age Chinese in the United States.
Correct. That is correct.
And, I mean, they started this little philosophy called unrestricted warfare, where their thing is to win by any means necessary.
Correct.
And, you know, here recently we had Meta got shut down the other day. Yesterday, just a few days, a couple of days ago, we had the AT&T outage.
Correct.
Now, there may be a reason that happens, that it could be explained away. I get it. But at the same time, what if this is some sort of a hack? What if this is a denial of service? Because disrupting communications is a classic combat thing to do.
There's no question.
So, yeah, the left has maneuvered us into a really fine, fine predicament.
You really are. And here's something else that your listeners are not aware of that I want to make them aware of. This really, and you can, this is like 1 + 1. Everybody should understand what the answer to this question is. But it's interesting to note that a lot of South American illegal immigrants, you and I are paying for everything, okay?
Right.
We're paying for their hotel, we're paying for their medical, we're paying for their food, at the tune of probably $10,000 a month for illegal immigrant. That's where our budgets are going. But the Chinese are rejecting every bit of those cards that are being offered. You know why? From a military standpoint, we don't want to be tracked. Now, we need to have freedom to move around if we're going to provide the most accurate destruction
right.
of infrastructure when called upon. So, you know, they're not coming over here because they're trying to get in on the gravy train, get free food, free rent. They're coming over here for a specific reason. I told you we had an investigative reporter that went down to Venezuela.
Right.
And that there is a camp there that the Chinese own. But these troops are coming in daily, spending 3 days being retrained and re-equipped and then put on the immigration trains that are coming across. They are well organized. They know exactly what they're doing. They know when they're going to do it, and they know why. And I tell people this, you know, what is one of a conclusion that can be drawn? China has always said it wants Taiwan. We have said in the past, if you take Taiwan, you're going to take us on.
Right.
Now all China has to do is say, okay, we either take you on or we'll take you on your own soil. We'll release bio warfare. We'll shut down your infrastructure and see how quickly we crash America. We're going to really be giving you a rock and a hard place now, aren't we?
Right. Yeah, we are. We're about to run out of time. We'll have to pick that up another day because that's I'm sure that's going to continue to be a developing thing. I do travel around with the Antifa welcome wagon kit just in case some of these things pop in front of me. But Michael Etz, you can find him at investusa.org, where he's given over well over 12,000 vests to law enforcement. They're canine colleagues as well. These protective vests are the type of vests that you're not going to find these online. This is the kind that, you know, these guys have got to live in these things. So that's why it takes a special kind of vest for this to work. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you. God bless America. We're making a difference, but we just got to make sure we do it fast enough.
Roger that. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
203.